Well, Adora, the next U.S. census is not officially until 2010, but new numbers released overnight by the Census Bureau show that minorities are projected to become the majority by 2042. That's nearly a decade earlier than previously thought. What that jump could mean, what we even mean by minority anymore, are questions that we're going to put to Sam Roberts, who writes about the new numbers in today's New York Times. He joins us by phone. Hey, Sam. Now, what surprises do we have in these numbers?
Well, I think America is waking up to a country that's changing a lot quicker than even everyone thought it was. The census is now saying that so-called minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, a couple of other groups, will become a majority of the country by 2042. That's about 8 years earlier than they projected just a little while ago. And also that the country, because of immigration, because of higher birth rates among minorities and particularly immigrants, is growing even faster. The census had said we would not surpass 400 million until sometime after mid-century. Now it's saying that we will top 400 million in 2039. Important to keep in mind that we just hit 300 million 2 years ago.
Oh, all right. And you keep hearing from people who study the census that these numbers are all unprecedented. What is so unprecedented about them?
Well, what's unprecedented is the pace of change. It is really remarkable how fast we're growing. And part of that is because the numbers are so much bigger. The base is so much bigger. We've got so many people coming in that the percentage of people who identify themselves as Hispanic or Latino will increase from 15% now to about 30% by the middle of the century. That's an enormous increase, and they'll account for about 1 in 3 Americans. Blacks will stay roughly about the same. Asians will just about double from about 4 or 5% to 8 or 9%. And that's a remarkable change in a relatively short period of time. What's important to remember, of course, as you suggested in the beginning, is that this country has always been changing, always been evolving, and the question is, what is different, if anything, now? I think the biggest difference is just how we define minority.
That was going to be my next question. You know, this is based on what definition of minority, and how will that definition change in the future?
Well, I think it will change. I think that it's very interesting when you look at people who identify themselves as white, for instance, you know, and we've got to be careful to think of that as a plus or anything, but it's certainly an indication of stability in the country. This has always been primarily a white country, at least since the Spanish became the first minority centuries ago, when Indians and Polynesians were in the majority. It's important to remember that most people still identify themselves as white, including Hispanics, that Hispanics are an ethnic group, a heritage group, as the census defines it. And if you say, well, what's so different about them than Irish or Germans or Eastern European Jews or Italians a century or more ago, the answer is probably not very much.
Quickly, we were down to seconds, I'm afraid. What does this say about how our future is going to look?
Well, it's going to look the country will be older, and the older population will be mostly whiter, and the younger population will be mostly darker in complexion and less likely to be citizen because they're more immigrants. And, you know, there is potential for conflict. Managing that diversity is probably going to be the biggest challenge of the 21st century in America.
All right, Sam Roberts, I want to thank you for your time.
Sure.
Sam Roberts, New York Times correspondent who wrote about the new census numbers in today's Times. Of course, we'd like to get your take on this story. 8778-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org. Big changes ahead, Adora.
Yeah, fascinating, and certainly lots of cultural implications.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.